back row's full. Dr. Paul Brand wrote a book in the mid-1980s, co-written by Philip Yancey, one of my favorite authors. It was called In His Image. It was a follow-up to a book called Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. Paul Brand was a doctor who spent much of his life doing medical work in India, and particularly with leper patients. And in his book, In His Image, he deals in each chapter with some aspect of the physical body that for him represents some spiritual truth. And many of them are pretty profound. So he tells in one of his chapters about an outbreak of measles that occurred while he was in Vellore, India. And he was practicing medicine there, and this measles outbreak was serious. I mean, at that time and in that situation, it could mean death. And it did for many of the people in that city. And one of his daughters suffered a severe attack of measles. And the great fear that Brand has, as he expresses it in the book, was that his youngest daughter would get measles. Because his youngest daughter had not the constitution of his older children. She had been born weak, and he was very fearful that she might end up dying from the measles. So Dr. Brand sent the word out through Vellore. He needed, and I use his words, he needed the blood of an overcomer. And what he meant by that was he needed someone who had blood that would be willing to donate some of that for his youngest daughter who had survived measles. Because he knew that if that person survived measles, they had antibodies that would be of help to his youngest daughter if he could infuse her blood with those antibodies. And that would effectively fight off the measles. Tack Chumbly was the one that mentioned in an article that it was in this book, which has been a favorite of mine for a long time. But the phrase was what struck me and Tack. The blood of an overcomer. And Brand goes on to talk about it wouldn't do to just have someone who had overcome chicken pox. Or maybe an infection from an open wound. That wouldn't work in this situation. It had to be someone who had contracted measles. Because antibodies are different for all different kinds of situations. And the antibodies that would stave off smallpox for someone who had survived that wouldn't work for measles. They needed someone who could survive, who had survived measles to save his youngest daughter. A person who had been through a bout with bacteria has what he calls, I love this, wise blood. Wise blood. The idea is that your blood is aware of these illnesses and diseases. And so to put that blood in you translates the wisdom of that blood into your body. And the more outside invaders a body can fight off, the stronger it is. So there's a sense in which the more exposure you have to illnesses and to diseases, the more likely it is that you can build an immunity to those. It's one of the arguments that many doctors have offered against our constant sanitation. You know, we sanitize ourselves to such a degree that we no longer have the ability to stave off some of those illnesses. We kept sanitizer in the foyer, especially post-COVID. So as people would come in, and when I was working at Florida College, even back in the early teens, we had a sanitizer in the back of Hutchinson Auditorium. So I would stand back there greeting everybody that came in, and I would see some students coming in, and they're wiping their noses, and I would immediately sanitize, wipe my hands, and then go at it again. Some students came in looking so virile, I'd pour it over my body. Sanitize yourself. But the problem with sanitizing yourself is that kind of purity doesn't allow you to fight off those infections. David Bricky, some of you know, maybe most of you know, was a border guard for the United States government in North Dakota. Now, I have to wonder who in the world would invade the United States into North Dakota. But David had the Constitution for that. And when it would get particularly severe with Canadians smuggling hockey pucks south, I'm sure those border guards would ask for more help. And more help would come, help that was able to manage security in that cold weather, that cold environment. That's the way your body works. You have these antibodies that marshal themselves and rush to the place where viruses come. And they gather there and they overwhelm that. The blood of an overcomer. What a great phrase. My doctor doesn't like prescribing antibodies. He doesn't like doing that. I have a doctor, basically, many times I go and pay him money to have him say, tough it out. Just tough it out. You'll get over it. This is not life-threatening. You'll be uncomfortable for a couple of days, but then he tells me, your body will build up the antibodies and you'll fight that off and you'll be better for it. Now, I realize that some of us aren't blessed with the ability to do that. There are autoimmune diseases that keep some of us from being able to do that. So I'm not making light of trying to sterilize and avoid those kinds of conditions. But for most of us, the more exposure we have to those situations, the more likely we are to develop the blood of an overcomer, wise blood. You may say, this is an interesting medical lecture, Ralph, but what in the world does this have to do with coming to the table of the Lord? Go to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. If you don't have your Bibles, I'm going to read it carefully, and I think your ears will be blessed by the hearing of the Word of God. Here is what the inspired Hebrew writer says. I'm in verse 9. But we see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God, listen to the wording, he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings. Listen to that phrase again. To perfect, to make perfect the author of salvation through suffering. Now I'm jumping to verse 14. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. For assuredly, he doesn't give help to angels, but he gives help to the descendant of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For since, concluding remark, for since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the help of those who are tempted. I can summarize that this way. Jesus partook of life here on earth, went out of his way to experience life as a human on earth, not a Superman, not a God impervious to what is going on around him, but a God who became flesh and dwelt with us so that he could understand what our life was like, so that he could expose himself to the viruses and the diseases of this world, sin, and the temptation to sin, that he would expose himself to that and yet overcome those so that his blood might be the blood of an overcomer of all sin and all death, an overcomer. And so we've said this before. Tell me what's wrong in your life, and Jesus will say what I can't always say. You may say, well, this is going on in my life, and I may say, well, I've never experienced that. I don't know what that's like. I haven't suffered that. I'm sorry, but I can't really offer you much except my apology that it's happening. But Jesus can say, I know. Now, I know. Oh, Lord, I'm so lonely. And he says, I know. But people have betrayed me and forsaken me. And he says, I know. But I've been tempted, oh, so tempted with the riches of this world that I could have power as a result of that. And he says, I know that I've been so hungry I would have sold my soul for bread. And he says, I know. My blood has been exposed to that. And the sins which should have destroyed our souls, that sin is countered by the blood of the overcomer. Revelation chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. This is why we're here today. This is why we're partaking of the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus today. And they overcame because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they didn't love their life even when faced with death. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing he has only a short time. They overcame him because of the blood of the overcomer. That's my victory. That's your victory. Celebrate that in the cup and the bread this morning.